Hello, Yukon 28209. Yes, this is Candy Matson.
The National Broadcasting Company presents Candy Matson, Yukon 28209.
Over here.
What? Why, Myra Fisher, what are you doing here in a department store with your work clothes on?
I work here, dear. I'm a wage slave.
Well, I must say on you, it looks good. What do you slave at?
I'm head of advertising and promotion.
Well, quite a spot, hey, girl?
Well, it was until this morning.
Oh?
Now my neck is in the fire.
What'd you do? Forget to proofread one of your ads?
Nothing so trivial, dear, believe me. But am I glad to have bumped into you?
Maybe you'll change your mind when I tell you I've been shoplifting.
No, I'm serious, Candy. Could you spare a moment and come on up to my office?
Why, sure. And wipe that frown from off your brow. It's wrinkling your makeup.
Well, yours would wrinkle, too, if you had a missing Santa Claus helper on your hands.
Well, well, now, there's a situation. And it almost broke Candy Matson's heart when someone told her there was no Santa Claus's helper, one Jack Frost. Listen, here she is now to tell you about it.
That's right, what the man said. I ran into a deal where we had a missing Santa Claus helper, Jack Frost. The gent with the icicles was supposed to talk to the tiny tots at the Brownstone, one of San Francisco's larger and classier department stores. I'd gone down there that afternoon shopping. I wanted a bow tie for my old pal Inspector Ray Mallard of the San Francisco Police Department. A bow tie that lit up and spelled Cossack when you pressed the button on the battery. That was when I bumped into this gal, Myra Fisher. We went up to her office on the sixth floor and she sat me down. Cigaretted me, too.
You think I'm fooling about this Jack Frost thing, don't you, Candy?
Well, now, look, dear, we all have our little peccadilloes. Yours just merely happens to be a missing Jack Frost. You'll get over it.
I refrain from hurling this ashtray at you, Candy, only because of our long acquaintance.
Good.
Now listen to me. We've had a Santa Claus helper here for almost a month, and a darn good one. The kids were crazy about him. This morning, he didn't show.
You don't suppose Jackie boy got in the mood?